Greetings, sisters. Sister Deb from don'tperish.com. Hey, I have a question for you today. Are you my true obedient born-again sister? And I'm asking you that because I know there are some of you who read this blog and you're not fully obedient in your ways, and I want to convict you and correct you in love, of course. And I want you to realize this, that if you're claiming to be a daughter of God, yet you're living in unrepentant sin or false man-made doctrine, you're in danger of hellfire. This happens all the time. We get people who tell us, oh, we like most of what you teach, but there are just some things we don't agree with. And Brother Jim says this, and I agree, that once a person is shown the truth in the scriptures, they're now held accountable to look into it. So one of two things should happen, okay? Either we're wrong and we need to be biblically corrected in the scriptures, or you're wrong and you need to correct yourself to be fully obedient to God. There's no in between there. And Brother Jim always gets people walking up to him saying, hey, brother, I like your signs. And he says, are you my brother? And you know, I think about that question a lot, and that made me think about doing this post here. First Thessalonians 5:20 says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. So when someone claims to be born of God, there'll be fruits evident of it. There'll be kind of like proving it. Proving is testing. Or if they don't have the fruits evident of it, maybe they're brand new, they have the willingness to conform to it if they're shown in Scripture. So we're not here to judge someone's heart or where they're going when they die. We don't claim any of that. We can't know if anyone is truly a child of God, but we have been given the markers to look for in a transformed life, haven't we? It's called fruit. And Jesus tells us in Matthew 7 that we can know a tree by its fruit. Now I want to go through some of the fruits that would be evident of a true born-again, obedient sister saint who's been transformed inside by the Holy Spirit, and we can see the evidence of that fruit outside. And I'll just say, yes, we totally understand that a brand new believer won't have much visible fruit, but they will show great fruit in their willingness to obey when we show them in Scripture. Amen? So obviously the most important thing is that she would be born again through the biblical gospel. Nothing more like signs and wonders, and nothing less like an easy believer all grace gospel that we see all over. And you can see the gospel link on every post we have on the sister's blog, the discernment blog of Brother Jim's teaching blog, the front of our website, and I believe it's also at the top of this audio page here if you found it in the audio page. Anyway, I encourage you to go study it and test it yourself. It's not something that you just read and agree. You need to ponder it carefully. So if you're not sure, please take the time to dig into it deep, because it's the foundation of who we are as a believer. I want to read John 3:5-8. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. So now let's look at the fruit of what that transformation is doing to her. That Holy Spirit transforming her insides will produce fruit on the outside that we can see. So we would see that she loves God. Luke 10:27. And he answered, saying, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. So if she loves God, she's also going to keep his commands. John 14:15. If you love me, keep my commandments. She will have forsaken her old life and is now diligently striving after our Savior Jesus Christ, or at least she's willing to when she's taught and shown it in Scripture. Matthew 16:24-27. Then saith Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. But what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. And that would be their fruit. Let's see, another area would be she left the false man-made religious system behind, or she's willing to once she learns how sinful it is, and then is striving in the New Testament model of Christ. 2 Corinthians 6:14-18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what is fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, and God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Another fruit we would see is she's willing to lose family and loved ones to follow Christ. Matthew 19:29, and everyone that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, shall receive 100-fold and shall inherit everlasting life. She's also going to come out from the world and its sinful ways. Let me give you a few examples, like TV, music, ungodly books, magazines, worldly events, idleness, feminism, and a whole bunch more. But I'm going to say it once again, if she doesn't know these things, the fruit would be that she's willing to and working hard to clean them up once we show her in Scripture. Matthew 5:48, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Perfect means mature, so that's something we're supposed to strive for. And now, since her heart's been transformed on the inside, it shows on the outside, like on the physical outside, by tossing out her jewelry, her makeup, and then covering her head and dressing biblical. Now, once again, as the new believer scenario, I'll just say this. I was born again, and I was still looking like a harlot for the first few months because I didn't know any better. But once I learned, I quickly corrected it all. And yes, that was somewhat of a process because I didn't have anybody to help me, but we're here to help people, and we're glad to do it. So the fruit of a transformed woman on the inside will be visible also on the outside in her clothing and her head covering. 1 Corinthians 11:7. For a man indeed ought not to cover his head, for as much as he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. Hold on a second. I wanted another one. Hang on, I'm going to pause this for a second. All right, so this is just the real me here. Made a mistake. Well, not really a mistake, but I wanted this one. Well, I'd like to read the whole thing through 1 Corinthians 11, but for the sake of time and the studies that we'd have to go into it, this is going to be another topic. I'm going to read verse 5. But every woman that prayeth or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonored her head, for that is even all one as if she were shaven. I also want to read 1 Timothy 2:9. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array. So what that means is it's neat and orderly robes, dresses that are long, loose, unadorned. I've got teachings on them. And we've got many articles on Brother Jim's teaching blog, on the sister's blog. You can look into head covering and dress even more there. We're happy to help you if you need some help. Another area of fruit that we'll see is she's going to strive hard to have a meek and quiet spirit. 1 Peter 3:1-5. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands, that if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair and the wearing of gold or putting on of apparel, but let it be the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price. For after this manner, in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. And talking about subjection, she's going to work really hard to submit or subject herself to her husband and the authority of man. Ephesians 5:22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. 1 Timothy 2:12. But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. She's also going to keep her house, as we see in Titus 2:4-5, that they may teach the younger women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste keepers at home, good, obedient to their husbands, that the word of God may not be blasphemed. And I just put a quick note in here. Yes, women can and may have to work outside the home. There's no sin in that, but she's still responsible for the duties in the home. She's also going to love the brethren, John 13, 34 and 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you have love one to another. So along with that, she's going to strive for unity in the body. 1 Corinthians 1:10. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. She's also going to love a wayward sister enough to correct her. 2 Timothy 4:2. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. And on the flip side of that, she will welcome a rebuke and correction. That's good fruit right there. Proverbs 15, 32 and 33. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. So, you know, obviously, sisters, that's not all there is, but it's a really good start in looking at the fruit of a sister claiming to follow Christ, or the willingness to conform to God's word is a fruit in itself, especially if she's a brand new believer. So another thing we get is people saying, well, we can agree to disagree and still have unity. Well, no, we can't. We just read some of those scriptures on there. God's word says otherwise. And if I meet a woman who's claiming to be a Christ, yet is not willing to conform to and obey his word, and that would be after a lot of long suffering and patience trying to teach her in the scriptures, then I can't associate with her. There can't be unity, and she's in danger of damnation. So I'm going to read 2 Thess 3:6 and then 3:14. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man and have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. So there's the proof that we need separation from people who are not willing to conform to God's word. Now, we get some people who will say on verse 15, you know, they're not in danger because they're still considered as being a brother. I'll read that verse. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. That's not saying that they're not in danger. It's just saying how a person is to treat them. So if somebody is within the body and you know them and you see their fruit as a believer and they err out of the truth and they don't follow the ways like we just read in 2 Thessalonians 3:6-14, we're not to associate with them. We admonish them as a brother or sister, but we don't associate with them. And I want to give you a warning here. Got to be careful for those people who think, oh, just because they're still considered a brother or sister or whatever, but they're in the truth, they're still in danger. Because James 5, 19 and 20 says, brethren, talking to brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. So now note that it says converteth the sinner. He said brethren in the beginning, and then he said converteth the sinner. So let's get this straight. A biblically obedient woman who is truly born of God is not a sinner. She's a saint. That would be the brethren part they're talking about. But if she errs from the truth, she's now a sinner in danger of hell. Do you understand that? So yes, you can claim to be a believer, but err from the truth and then be in danger of hell, which is why we reach out on our blogs to both encourage those who are striving on and to warn those who aren't or are falling away or are in willful disobedience just because they don't want to do something God's word says. So once again, here's my question for you sisters. Are you my true obedient born-again sister saint? I really hope so, but if you're not, what are you going to do about it? And I'm going to pray for conviction to those who need it and encouragement for those who are striving on. So let me know how I can help you in the ways of being a godly woman, because that's my desire, is to reach out and help anybody who is truly striving in the things of God. We love you all, sisters, if you truly are. We love you either way. If you're not, we encourage you to repent. May God be praised.